Our condolences to all the believers upon the martyrdom anniversary of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, was the son of the fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam, and he was the son of Her Eminence, Lady Farwa bint Qasim alayhi salam. From among the various titles and alqab of His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, we find that the most famous is As-Sadiq, but others include As-Sabir, Al-Fadhil, Al-Tahir, and Umud al-Sharaf. One of the most amazing and striking characteristics of Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq alayhi salam was the fact that His Eminence was able to speak all of the live languages of his era. And this familiarity with all of the live languages of his era was to an extent where in the traditions it is related that when His Eminence Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam spoke these various foreign languages, he would speak them in a manner where it seemed that he was a native speaker of that language. It has been related that some of the languages that His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, spoke, and these languages being spoken by Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, had been witnessed by his companions, included Nabataean, Persian, Hebrew, Abyssinian, and Sicilian. And in the words of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, all of the divinely appointed Imams speak all of the languages of the world. His Eminence Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's imamate lasted for approximately 34 years. And in these 34 years of constant struggle for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah, we find that Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam continued to grow and expand the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam's pure Muhammadan school of thought to heights never before seen. A growth and an expansion which brought about the deadly enmity of the Umayyad and Abbasid caliphates upon the divinely appointed and immaculate Imam. And it is a well-established fact that during this growth and expansion of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam's pure Muhammadan school of thought, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam had well over 4,000 scholars who were his students, including Malik ibn Anas and Abu Hanifa. And what is even more amazing is that among these 4,000 scholars who were the students of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, not a single one of them ever said that the immaculate and divinely appointed Imam was not al-Sadiq. Interestingly, it was this very expansion and growth of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam's pure Muhammadan school of thought, which was propelled by Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, that resulted in the enmity of the outgoing Umayyad Caliphate and the incoming Abbasid Caliphate. For it was this Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam's pure Muhammadan Islam which showed the true inner and outer realities of Islam, and this in turn shook the very foundations of both the outgoing and the incoming usurping caliphs. And it was precisely due to this expansion and growth of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam's pure Muhammadan Islam conducted by Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's social, cultural, political, economic, religious, educational, and jurisprudential teachings and influence, that the Umayyad caliphs such as Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik and subsequently the Abbasid caliphs such as Abbas as-Saffah and Mansur al-Dawaniqi continuously and repeatedly arrested Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. And in addition to this, they would forcefully take Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam from his home in Medina and send him to the cities of Kufa, Baghdad, Damascus, and even Samarra in order to present himself in front of the authorities. And while all of this was going on, we find that Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam was kept under strict surveillance by both the Umayyad and the Abbasid caliphates, all because of his spreading and growing and expanding the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam's pure Muhammadan Islam. Eventually, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam became so influential, powerful, and effective via his jihad al-tab'een in order to reveal the truth and unmask the face of falsehood and show the deceptions of the tyrants of his time, that under the orders of Mansur al-Dawaniqi, the governmental authorities embarked upon poisoning and martyring His Eminence. In the end, we find that Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's life and his being under constant and strict surveillance, his being imprisoned multiple times, his being evicted from his home, and his eventual martyrdom was all due to His Eminence's struggle to spread, grow, expand, strengthen, and help the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam's pure Muhammadan Islam to go towards all the corners of the earth, to the utter dismay of the tyrants of his time. And so this brings up a very profound question for every single one of us. If the tyrants of our time aren't bothered by our Islam in some way, then what kind of Islam are we putting forth for the freedom of humanity? As-salamu alayka ayyuhal imam as-sadiq. As-salamu alayka ayyuhal wasiyun natiq. As-salamu alayka ayyuhal fatiq ar-radiq. As-salamu alayka ayyuhal sanam al-a'zam. As-salamu alayka ayyuhal siratul aqwam. السلام عليك يا مفتاح الخيرات السلام عليك يا مصباح الظلمات السلام عليك يا جعفر ابن محمد ورحمة الله وبركاته. This was Cube Sync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.